7 past 5. Interesting study that's been conducted by Edith Cowan University around the fact that Generation Z are too scared of working in hospitality because they might encounter angry customers. That's right. Angry customers are putting off those who were born after 1995 is around Gen Z. So if you're 23 years old or younger, are you not deciding you won't be working in the hospitality industry because you're worried about some of the complaints and the people you run into? Now, that might fall into the category of your son or your daughter. They've been turned off by hospitality. Why is that the case? We heard last week from the Chamber of Commerce and Industry that the youth unemployment rate is now at a 21-year high here in Western Australia. So does this just come more into the fabric of the fact that Gen Z and the like just don't want to work, or they don't want to work in fields like hospitality? It's an interesting talking point. And the Australian Hotels Association president here in Western Australia is Bradley Woods. He's on your radio right now. Bradley Woods, happy Easter Monday to you.
Happy Easter, Ollie, and CEO, not president.
You are indeed the CEO. I gave you a promotion there for a moment, Bradley. That's I should right. know that.
I'm sure my president appreciates the fact that I'm the CEO, so, but no worries. Let's not be pedantic, Ollie.
No, that's all right, Bradley. I do apologise. You're, of course, the chief executive of the Australian Hotels Association. I'm sure Neil Randall wouldn't mind just excusing the post for a few moments, but that's all right.
No, that's all right.
He got a little mention as well, so he'll be happy. Bradley.
It is a fascinating study, though, isn't it?
Yeah, what's this? Is this what your members are telling you, that Gen Z don't want to work in the pubs?
Look, not necessarily, but I think the research that Professor Goh from Edith Cowan University has identified does make some sense, particularly when you consider the amount of time that Gen Z is spending not interacting face-to-face with people, but on mobile devices, for instance, whether it's through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or whatever communication piece it is. There's certainly evidence that they haven't had as much or don't have as much face-to-face human engagement as previous generations would have. But whether that means they're scared of engaging with customers, I think it's a really good point to raise and a good debatable point, and the research is well worth considering.
Yeah, and it doesn't obviously just apply to our pubs and our hospitality venues either, Bradley, because this is something that is going on with plenty of young people, the fact that they are addicted to their devices, and it's something we hear from time to time as well around the fact that they don't want to have a conversation. They'd rather hide behind a text message or an email as a form of communication as opposed to that face-to-face conversation, which, of course, the hospitality industry is all based upon customer service.
Correct, correct. And look, I think whether it's a retail environment, a hospitality environment, key face-to-face communication engagement is critical. Obviously, there's a lot of people that work in the IT space where there's telephone support or electronic support these days, and some people are more used to jobs in that vein. But the people that we want to attract in our industry need to be comfortable with that human level of engagement and interaction. They need to be comfortable with working with people, enjoy engaging with people. And I think it's probably not fair to think that everyone in the Gen Z generation is addicted to mobile use, but certainly trying to get it out of their hands whilst they're on the job or in the workplace is sometimes a bit of a challenge for employers. So we're cognizant of that factor really having an impact. I think the research itself opens up this question of how can we as an industry better engage and better retain people to work in it too. Mm. And I think it's a question of looking at their skills and abilities to engage in electronic and social media. How can we put that to good use from a marketing and sales point of view? But at the same time, teach our staff to be comfortable with that face-to-face human engagement.
Yeah, indeed. And I mean, look at the take-up around the world of social media, of Twitter, of Facebook, of Instagram. And we talk about, for example, the Roger Federer selfie quokka that reached 1 in 7 internet users. Now, that can be applied to any business, whether it be here, Radio 6 PR, whether it be the Australian Hotels Association or any of your members, Bradley. If you're not engaging and using social media, there's a potential customer or clientele that isn't aware you exist.
So that's a really good point in terms of why social media and people who know how to use it are an important part of any business's human resource structure. To have staff that can support a business through third-party engagement and support is a critical part of business networking and marketing these days. But I think in terms of whether it impacts on WA's youth unemployment, I'd say the phenomenon that's been identified in the Edith Cowan University research is probably no different to WA or Perth as it would be to Sydney, Brisbane, New York or London. Generation Z is used to having that social engagement via their electronic devices. The question for us is, as an industry, how do we engage people better, track them into the long-term career options for hospitality, and convince them that there is a long-term career out of it?
Yeah, there certainly is. There's plenty of opportunities if you want to work in hospitality, and it obviously does start at the ground level, but there's huge career opportunities, managerial opportunities, the opportunity to travel across Australia, across the world, and it's a skill set that is becoming more and more important to find good quality staff who have the capabilities, who are good to liaise with their customers, because you're front and centre, aren't you, Bradley, in the hospitality industry? It's that particular experience you have as a customer with somebody that you meet in a hotel or similar venue that can make or break your experience.
Yeah, that's right. And our staff have got to be really equipped, and we as an industry have to train them. For instance, the AHA has had for about 5 or 6 years a free online customer service training product that we make available to anyone and everyone, and there's thousands of people that do it each year, whether it's as a refresh of existing customer service they've training done or as an initial introduction to customer service training. But it's really important that the hospitality sector keeps a refocus on that. I mean, one of the other courses that we also offer both classroom and online, Ollie, is conflict management. And that's to help people who end up in those situations where they are in a conflicting situation with someone or an argument with someone or an unhappy customer, how to best manage it and to move through that situation as well. And sometimes that's just as important as the technical skills of making a cocktail.
Yeah, indeed it is. But of course, we're going to all see conflict all throughout our lives. It won't just be at work. It'll be amongst your friendship circles, within your family. So it's something that, particularly if Gen Z at the moment is something that they're scared about or they don't want to tackle head on. And as I said, hide behind a text message or an email. Well, it's an important life skill that we all have to learn, Bradley.
Exactly, Ollie. And if I can give ourselves a plug for that free training course, you can find it at ahawa.asn.au, and that's the free custom service training course. And if people want to do the conflict resolution training, that's also there as well.
There you go, ahawa.asn.au for the free customer service training course and the conflict resolution. Bradley, not only is it about when you reach your destination that you want good customer service, you want to get there with a good experience. And I know that you took some interest in our little campaign for free parking after dark.
I did, Ollie, and I think that, I think it's a great campaign and one that's worth pursuing on an ongoing basis, because there's lots and lots and lots of hospitality venues across Perth that offer free parking, and they offer it at night, in particular because they want to attract people to their venues and they want to make sure the customer's looked after. And there's very few in the suburbs particularly that produce or have in place a commercial fee for parking. And so I suppose, when we're looking at free parking after dark, I think it's a great incentive for those local government organisations to encourage people to patronise their community, particularly where there's a good, vibrant nightlife and hospitality precinct.
Indeed, and we will stay on the case and we might whip through some of those venues somewhere down the track. Bradley Woods, great to catch up on Easter Monday. Thank you very much.
You too, Ollie. Have a great